Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we are going to focus on Cluster C personality disorders.
The third of three
right.
clusters.
Right. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday we talked about Cluster A personality disorders,
right.
Which are those characterized by odd or eccentric type behaviors. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we talked about Cluster B personality disorders, which are erratic and dramatic types of personality disorders. And today we're going to talk about Cluster C, which is characterized by anxious,
fearful. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you think of Cluster C, think of people who are anxious and people who have irrational fears.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's three in this category. The last three.
Right. We talked about seven of the ten.
Right.
Okay. We had three in Cluster A, four in Cluster B. Now we have three in Cluster C.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the first is the avoidant personality disorder.
Right.
All right. So it's, again, a little bit different than the paranoid that we talked about on Tuesday.
Right.
The avoidant personality disorder is a disorder characterized by some social inhibition, feelings of inadequacy, a hypersensitivity to what other people think of them. And so they're worried about being negatively evaluated and, you know, people having a bad view or image of them.
Right. But it begins with a feelings of inadequacy.
Right.
I think the difference between this and paranoid is that the paranoid doesn't feel inadequate. They just feel that everybody's against them.
Right.
Not because they're inadequate,
right.
but because other people have bad intentions.
Right.
Whereas the avoidant doesn't have a strong ego, doesn't feel adequate, and therefore avoid social situations because they don't want to be criticized
right.
or made aware of their inadequacies.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they, by definition, avoid.
Right. So they avoid
a variety of circumstances or situations that other people would probably feel pretty natural or normal in.
And once again, we're not talking about shy, because
that again
is a personality type. You know, there are
right.
people who are shy and retiring and withdrawn.
Right.
That's a normal variant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, externalizer, you're an internalizer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of difference in personality type. Here we're talking about somebody with a fragile ego, feelings of inadequacy, and they don't want to put themselves out there.
Right, right. The second is dependent personality disorder. And this is a personality style where a person requires or has to have someone else guide them almost all the time.
I want somebody else to take care of me.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this person is very avoidant of making decisions, of, you know, choices, of doing anything that would be where they have the final say in
right.
anything.
Yeah.
And so they want other people to make those decisions for them.
Right. They want to rely on other people to make the decisions. They don't want to ever be wrong. But they just don't have the confidence. And I think here again, we see with the avoidant, they don't have the confidence to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here again, they don't have the confidence to make their own decisions,
right.
to make their own choices. So they become dependent on somebody else. I love it when you ask people where they want to go to dinner and they say, oh, I'll go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they have dietary restrictions.
Right.
They can't go anywhere.
Right.
You know, but they just don't want to make the decision. Or they'd really like to go to McDonald's, but they know you don't like McDonald's, so they'll acquiesce,
mm-hmm.
they'll give in. So, this is the clingy person. This is the person who wants to
right.
you know, hang on
right.
to you. And it, and at first it might feel good, you know, because, this person's really depending on me. But over time, it
right.
starts to wear thin.
It's a heavy burden for the person
caring. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the third is, and we've talked about this last week a little bit, obsessive-compulsive personality disorder.
Right.
And this is, again, as we talked about in our week on obsessive-compulsive disorder, obsessive-compulsive personality disorder is a person with an underlying pervasive pattern of routine and structure and orderliness to the point where it's just everything in their life is
right. is structured that way.
Right. When we talk about that difference, the person with obsessive compulsive personality disorder doesn't have the clearly defined obsessions and right. compulsions of a person with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
Rather, it's the need to maintain a schedule, the need to maintain order. You can come into my house, but you must take your shoes off at the door, and you have to do this, this, and that, and this is the way we do things.
Right.
Another way that this manifests itself is people who must maintain a strict schedule. You know, we have to leave at 5 o'clock,
right.
you know, or we have to eat at 8. And people invite you and say, okay, we're gonna eat at 8. And if you're not there early or precisely on time, they get unhinged, you know. And so, yes, you want to be polite, but you also want to be flexible.
Right.
And these people have a hard time being flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the three.
But it's orderliness.
Yeah.
Routine.
Yeah. Because they need that predictability.
Yeah, we know a fellow who doesn't want anybody else to ever drive anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he has to be the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he insists on, this is the schedule. This is what we're going to do. Because he has to do things.
Right.
It's not obsessive compulsive disorder, but he has this need for order and symmetry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Mm-hmm. This was a fast one. Anything else?
No, but you can see with each type, you can see how it's related to your social interactions. I mean, that's what defines the personality disorders is, how do you relate to the world? How do you act? And how does that affect other people? And how do other people affect you? So you have cluster A, which is withdrawn. You know, cluster B, which is suspicious and antisocial.
Traumatic.
And cluster C is dependent or avoidant, you know, because of fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
So you can start to group them into those three categories.
Yeah, and as we'll talk about tomorrow, when you're looking at these diagnoses, very easily can a person present with symptoms of multiple.
You can have more than
many
one.
Of the person. I use the word multiple. You got to be careful.
No, it's multiple, not multiple personality disorder.
Multiple personality disorder is not a personality disorder.
No.
So
no, be careful of that.
Yeah.
But if you're a student listening, or if you're thinking that you may have this, Dr. Burney many times in the past 3 days has said, but it looks like this.
Right.
So be careful that you're not looking at this instead of this.
Right.
So there are, you know, all these things are on a spectrum, and it's very easy to mistake one of these for something that it isn't.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think with the personality disorders, there's a skill level here that you need to have in order to make an accurate diagnosis.
Right.
And be careful when you go on Google this stuff, because there are subtle differences here that you really need to be aware of.
Right.
And you need to be really, really careful.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.